And this book basically shows the route across the mountains that we took.
Hmm. You actually broke records while you were out there, didn't you?
Yes, it was 900 miles in total, and we managed to climb 32 peaks that were over 3,000 metres high, including Toub Kaal, which is, of course, the highest in North Africa.
Yeah.
We weren't actually out to make a name for ourselves. It just happened, really.
What was the weather like?
Oh, it got us right from day one. And we were pretty taken aback, really, to find that it rained on quite a number of days. And so we were forced to start replanning our route almost from the outset. One of the obvious problems is the heavy snow which blocks the mountain passes.
Right.
So you have to make considerable detours. When we were on the way to Imilchil, for example, the snow forced us into a northern bypass, which was new to us. But anyway, either way, we would have been rewarded because, well, we fell upon amazing high meadows, huge gorges, and wonderful snow-capped mountains.
Oh.
The scenery was as fine as any we saw on the trip, and that was how it was every time. Having to take another pass was never a disappointment.
Now turn to Section 2. Section 2. You will hear a radio interview about an expedition across the Atura Mountains. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully to the interview and answer questions 11 to 15.
A dream came true in 1995 when, over 96 days of the spring and summer, an expedition of four men undertook what they believed to have been the first and only complete end-to-end crossing of Morocco's Atura Mountains. I talked to Charles Owen, the leader of the expedition group, about the trip. Charles, how much planning went on beforehand?
Well, as you know, I run these walking trips across the mountains for tourists, and over the years I've collected maps and other data to prepare what I call a route book for this trip.